CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community.
This is Donna Marion talking with Noah Ehrenberg about Community News Commons. What was the origin of Community News Commons?
It started as a citizen journalism project that encouraged people to tell stories from their communities. And here we are 5.5 years later, and we have published well over 3,000 stories and thousands of photographs.
Can you tell me a bit about some of the success stories?
The stories that were told were as diverse as the people that were telling them. The first example would have been right when we started in September of 2012, when Denise Campbell told the story of the bus driver who gave away his shoes to a homeless person. And that story went viral, and we had 150,000 people looking at the site.
I understand that Community News Commons is coming to a close. Can you explain that?
A number of factors came into play. One was that I was coming to a decision with regards to my own career, and that was taking me out of journalism. But also, at the very same time, the Winnipeg Foundation is going through a transition year. Now is the time to decide if and how we would take this team of Community News Commons citizen reporters and work that into the efforts of the Winnipeg Foundation moving forward in a much more direct way and in a much more strategic and focused way that would have greater impact in our community and greater impact on some of the things that were pointed out, for example, in the Vital Signs report. We know that there are a lot of issues that Winnipeggers are going to bake it right into the strategic plan and perhaps utilize these citizen reporters as a way to explore these areas of great interest to Winnipeggers that were pointed out in Vital Signs. It is a truism that in order to innovate, sometimes you really need to have that forest fire in order to break things up.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.